Fences made out of loose stone or rock?
Mm-mm. I don't think
so. Have you ever seen any anywhere like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually just for decoration or something.
Yeah. What would you
call there is one rock fence in town, but it's found gone.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. All right. Talk about some utensils and things like that. Your mother's best dishes, say if she were entertaining, she'd probably use her best dishes, and they would probably be made out of what?
China.
Okay. You ever seen an egg made out of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little decorative egg, you mean? Mm-hmm.
Right. And you would call that a...
China, a porcelain, probably.
Okay, I don't know what you started to say.
China egg.
Right, okay, fine. Say if you were on a farm and somebody told you to go out the well to get some water, what would you take with you to put the water in?
A bucket or a pail.
Okay, is there any difference to you between a bucket and a pail?
I think of a bucket probably as having wooden, you know, might be a wooden bucket. Mm-hmm. And then a pail, I think of it as tin, you know, kind of.
Mm-hmm. I see. And if you went to milk the cow, you'd take a...
A pail, probably.
Okay. What about the... You might have heard of a woman who lived on a farm having a bucket around the kitchen nearby where she could throw scraps and things like that for the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that called anything?
Slop.
What would the thing itself be called? The container?
The slop jar, bucket, or something like that.
Okay. What if it was a bucket, you just call it a...
Slop bucket.
Okay, all right. Say if she was going to fry some ham or maybe fry eggs for breakfast, what would you call the thing that she would cook that in?
A skillet.
Mm-hmm. Anything besides that?
Mm, maybe a frying pan.
Would those be the same?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You've probably seen these out in the country in people's front yards. They're great big containers, usually black, I guess cast iron. People, I think, used to boil clothes in them, or boil potatoes, you know, that kind of thing.
Just an iron pot, you know, just a pot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would just call it that, an iron pot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ever heard it called a wash pot or something like that?
Yeah, I've seen a wash tub and a wash pot, yeah.
Okay. What would you call a container that you might boil tea in, you know, one with a spout and all that?
A tea kettle.
Alright. And... Say a container that's used for putting cut flowers in for display.
A vase.
All right. Would you ever grow flowers in a vase?
I don't think so.
What would you grow them in?
A flower pot.
Okay. Would you ever have flower pots inside?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the common utensils that you eat with,
A fork and a knife and a spoon.
Sure, and the plural form of knife, you talk about several.
Knives.
Okay. And say after you've eaten the meal and the dishes are all dirty, your mother has to do what to the dishes to get them clean?
Wash them.
Okay. And you would say she does what to get the soap off of them after she's washed them?
Rinse them.
All right. And when she's washing dishes or when you're washing dishes, do you have some kind of cloth or rag that you use when you're washing?
Just a wash rag.
Okay. What about when you're drying?
Yeah, just a towel.
Okay. Did you have a name for a cloth or a rag about the size of your hand that you might bathe your face with when you're taking a bath?
A washcloth.
Okay. What is the big one that you dry off with? That's just a
towel.
Okay. So in the kitchen, at the sink, the thing right over the sink that the water comes out of, what would you call that?
Spigot.
All right. What about the thing out in the yard that you hook the hose up to?
I guess I'd call it a water spigot too.
All right. Do you have a name for the thing, say, on a portable water container, a cooler or something like that, you know, that the water comes out of?
Mm-hmm.